Welcome back to Let the Stone Speak. I'm Brent Nachtigall, the host of the show. I'm here on the Ophel excavations in Jerusalem, where excavation is underway for the fifth season. I just got done interviewing Professor Uzi Liebner, the co-director of the site, and he told us about the goals for the excavation, what they hope to achieve this year. If you like our content, don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel. And then also, if you enjoy biblical archaeology and biblical history, you can request our free magazine, Let the Stone Speak. You can go to our website, armstronginstitute.org, and you'll see a place on the front page to sign up. Or you can write an email to letters@armstronginstitute.org and just put your name and address, and we'll sign you up to our free magazine. It comes out 6 times per year, where we cover the latest in biblical archaeology from here in Israel. Here's the interview with Professor Uzi Liebner. Professor Uzi Liebner, thanks very much for being back on Let the Stone Speak to discuss the latest Ophel excavation.
My pleasure.
So what can you tell us about this year? You've been digging for 5 years now. This is the fifth year, and we've done programs at the start of the season. This time we're a little bit into the season, so work is already going on. But what are your goals for the excavation this year?
Okay, so this season currently is planned to be the last season of at least this stage of the project. And we have a few crucial things we have to finish before we fold up this stage of the project. First and foremost, to complete the excavation of what we call the Herodian Monumental Building. Just generally, we're located at the Ophel, which is right at the foot of the Temple Mount, between the City of David and the Temple Mount, an area that in the Second Temple period was a public area where probably thousands or myriads of pilgrims would gather before entering the temple through the triple gate and the double gate right above us. And what we found, what actually Eilat Mazal found over a decade ago, was a monumental building, monumental facade, dated generally to the Herodian period. Now we can even date it more clearly around the beginning of the first century CE or the very end of the first century BCE.
Okay.
And after she passed away, we stepped in and we started to excavate it. We had to dismantle a huge domestic Byzantine structure that was sitting above it. Finally, last season, we completed uncovering and dismantling the Byzantine structure, and now we are at the Herodian phase on the floors, or almost reaching the floors, and we're trying to complete this building in the season. This is our major project for Area D.
So for the previous, in this area, in the previous seasons, as you said, we were mainly in Byzantine material.
Right.
But the main overarching goal of this is to examine the Second Temple period of this area. So
our whole project generally deals with the archaeology of pilgrimage.
Okay.
Meaning trying to reconstruct how this whole area was designed to accommodate the thousands of pilgrims, the infrastructure, how it developed over the time. When actually did this whole area become a public area intended to serve the pilgrims?
And by pilgrims, you mean people coming for the holy festivals in the Second Temple period?
Right.
Just confined to that.
Yeah, Second Temple period is a very long period.
Right.
It's nearly 600 years. And that's one of our most important questions that we're trying, and hopefully this season we'll get clearer answers, is when did mass pilgrimage begin, because here we have something of, again, the turn of the millennium around the beginning of the first century, but we have, even before the structure, evidence of monumental building in this area meant to serve pilgrims. So we're trying to get a clearer date of the phase beneath this monumental structure. That's the area of D1 behind you. So those are basically two major questions we're dealing with, and hopefully we'll be able to answer them at the end of the season.
So these couple of areas, we'll show a top view so people can tell where D and D1 is, and even area P as well. So just catching on to that, what you said there, you've got the Byzantine structures above all through this whole area. There's lots of Byzantine period
domestic
remains, domestic structures. And then you have the latest phase of the Second Temple period, represented by this building, and we have destruction of it as well. We're only a couple of days away from the commemoration of that as well. And then you're saying D1 is we are now
underneath
that.
Exactly.
And what can you give us any type of tentative thoughts about that period underneath before the end of the Second Temple period?
So what we have in D1, the most elaborate structure that we can definitely connect to pilgrimage, is a very large mikveh, a ritual bath, which predates this building. We don't know exactly how much it predates. We're trying to get a clearer answer. The problem with this ritual bath, it's all cut into the rock. So we don't have any stratified remains beneath it. So we're trying to get dates by C14 dating of the plaster. We have a few coins coming from the plaster of the walls of this ritual bath. And at the back of this ritual bath, there's what seems to be a back of another monumental structure that served as the back of the ritual bath and continues eastwards. Unfortunately, it was largely dismantled when this large four-sided pool was built together with a monumental building. But we hope to catch just a segment of a floor of that ashlar building.
It's so actually floor so that you can get the dating of the...
Exactly. To get a date of... And that goes together with that mikveh, the ritual bath, to get a clearer date of the earlier phase. Generally speaking, it cannot be earlier than the early first century BCE.
Okay.
Give or take a bit, because that's when our earliest ritual baths appear.
Unless this was the first ever ritual bath.
Right, so we can push it back maybe a decade or two, so maybe late second
century. This is Jerusalem, after all.
Yeah.
So if it starts here, I'm just joking with you. But okay, so end of the first century BC for the earliest structure.
End of the second or beginning of the first century BCE up to sometime before this stage, meaning it can be in the days of Herod or the late days of Herod still. Yeah. So that's our major task for Area D1. We are continuing at the edge of Area D1 to deepen even further, and we're getting to early layers containing Hellenistic material and surprisingly lots of Iron Age material. Most of it is coming from fills beneath floors of the early Roman period, the late Second Temple period. But we seem to get at least one context that's pretty clean.
Yep.
So we may hit an Iron Age structure. We have no idea of the nature of that structure. But what we get is a lot of beautiful pottery, typical of the maybe 8th century BCE, more or less, and figurines of the Iron Age. So that's a surprise,
a bonus
that may connect Area D1 to an area a lot excavated many years ago right beneath.
Yep. One amazing area that you're working is back in the corner there with this beautifully preserved vault. Well, how rare is it to find something like that? In this area, are you surprised that we had that?
Yeah, well, we have a few in the western side of the Temple Mount, but this definitely in this area is unique. Fortunately, in the Byzantine period, they transformed this Herodian vault into a water reservoir. So they sealed it and they plastered the inside and kept it almost intact. Well, we have maybe half of it or a bit more than half. But it's full with Byzantine material because it became a water system, but it is definitely part of the Herodian structure. We can see it combined or bonded into the Herodian walls, and it's beautifully preserved. It's worthwhile also photoing inside and showing how this masonry, beautiful masonry structure is standing for over 2,000 years.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Actually, we discovered this surprisingly a few years ago coming from the top. So we were excavating underneath the Byzantine structure, and we saw a few weird shaped stones, and it took us a few days to understand we're standing on the roof. Till we got the shape of the vault and understood we were standing actually on top of it.
So these vaults originally, I guess we'll tell, from the Herodian period or the early Roman period, are they water reservoirs as well, or is this just a way of building a second story? Or?
Yeah, usually they can be water reservoirs, they can be various, but many times they are subterranean, either for storage or cellars or something beneath the main structure. So the Herodian structure may have had, or reasonably had, a second story above the nothing of that has remained, but we find in the collapse in other rooms things that may have come from the second story of the Herodian building.
Great. Thanks for that. Just talk about your team that you have working here this year. We know we're kind of still in a period of war in many ways, but the dig goes on. So how's that working?
So the dig goes on. Fortunately, we have you guys, the Armstrong College, Armstrong Institute of Biblical Archaeology, working with us, the Hebrew University. So our team is composed of graduate students of the Hebrew University working as assistant area supervisors, registers, and so on, with Chris Eames working from the Armstrong, working also as an area supervisor. And we have volunteers, about 15 guys from the Armstrong College, from Edmond, Oklahoma, together with a few students that come and go from the Hebrew University, and volunteers from all around the world, mainly from the United States, the UK, but even further, the Far East and other locations. So it's a very interesting combination of various nationalities and people. It's a great fun working together.
Great. Well, thanks very much for your time. We're going to keep people updated as much as we can with the show and tells and for the small finds that come out. And so thanks for being willing to educate us all through this. Appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Thanks to Professor Uzi Liebner for that. Make sure you stay in contact with us by going to our website, armstronginstitute.org, and on the front page you're going to see a big banner across the top with an excavation blog where we'll be posting videos and also images and some text as well to let you know what's going on this season on the Ophel Dig here in Jerusalem. Thanks for being with us.